The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 2-0 in conference play and 5-0 overall. Nebraska visits Indiana on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay. Well, we're coming off of a bye week, and I think it was a good time for our team. I think that we had some guys that that maybe couldn't have played this last Saturday, but maybe can play this week, and then some other guys that probably won't still play, but at least they will have just missed one game. That bye helped us in that way. And then we're going to play, I think, a very good Indiana team. Very impressed with them, both sides of the ball. The dual threat offensively with their run game and their passing game, their deep passing game, and then defensively they give you a lot of looks. They play real hard. They play very soundly. So we're expecting a very tough game with Indiana.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mike. I was wondering what your thoughts were on the proposal announced last week for the early signing dates and how that might help Nebraska.
Well, I think that it is a move to kind of match the rules with what's going on in reality. You know, the recruiting process has accelerated so much in the last decade, and you know, we look back. We had 12 guys committed at what they would now call the proposed early signing date, if it is indeed one that is like the 1st of July. And I think that would be amped up a few. So I think it would lessen the number of visits during the season. And I think that it would be kind of nice to have that definition both for the high school player and the school. So I think there's some positives to that. And this is, I think this early signing date through the years has become inevitable in some fashion. I think in general, if I was asked to vote, I don't know if I would change it, but I know it's going to happen. So I think that this proposal can work. I think it will change our spring a little bit because everything will even be accelerated more. But I think that the reality of how the recruiting is going and how early kids are committing and how you would get chances then to have official visits earlier on, when a lot of kids are spending a lot of money to do unofficial visits, I think it's probably good.
And I know that you know, a lot of Big Ten schools have been in the favor of earlier official visits. So just for a school like yours and where your guys are located, how much would that help, do you think?
Well, I think that would be huge for us. If you're going to have an early signing date, you have to – yeah, it has to fit with other rules. And official visits is one of them. And you're right about us. One of the key factors is getting guys to Lincoln. And so if we're going to have that early signing date, let's change that, get their official visits earlier. You got a lot of visitors that come in the spring anyway, and the fact that then you could pay for them and then get that signing or part of your signing group done, I think that all probably fits with the reality of what's going on anyway.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon.
Hi, Bill.
Hey. You know, obviously, the AP poll came out at 4 Big Ten teams in the top 10. I mean, obviously, what's your perspective on that? I know coaches like to say the polls don't matter, but that's a pretty good nod to the conference.
Yes, it is, and I think it's real. I've been in the conference now. This is my second year, and I've been very impressed with the football and the competitiveness in it, So it is really, from what I've seen, not surprising to me that we have 4 teams ranked like this.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Larry Lage, Associated Press.
Coach, does the bye week give you an opportunity to kind of reset or update scouting reports on teams you might play down the road? And I'm thinking specifically about Ohio State and teams like that.
We do. We have our graduate assistants do a lot of that pre-work. You know, I think that for us, we focused on our next opponent, which is Indiana. We have, like I said, our younger guys doing some pre-work on future opponents. But we spend a lot of time, individual technique and situational play during the actual bye week, you know, just different situations in the game, end of the half, end of the game, stuff like that. So we focused on the football part of it that would generally apply to the rest of the year and not specifically to any one team.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And your final question is from Tom Van Haren, ESPN.com.
My question was actually already answered, so if you want to go to someone else, I'm good.
Sure, we can take the next one.
It's from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Hey, Mike, I got lucky today.
All right, Eric.
Hey, your rushing numbers are up, you know, a pretty good amount through your first five games compared to last year. And I know you like the depth at your running back position, and Tommy may be a little more active. But, I mean, do you feel like you guys are just a better running team right now than maybe you were a year ago?
Well, we talked about that, right? And we needed to be. You know, we felt like if we were going to be a factor in the league and be relevant, that we had to run the ball more consistently and better. So it was a big emphasis for us. I think we want to continue that trend. We're just about halfway through the season, and that part of it has improved, and we got to keep that as part of who we are, you know. And I think that the use of our tailbacks as a group, and Tommy being another factor, and our receivers once in a while have been good for us. So, you know, it's a major emphasis for us, and we like the results so far, but we've got to keep it going.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.